David Gately's got the early word on the weekend punt. This is Gator's Game Plan.
Good morning to you, Gator.
Hi, mate.
Looking forward to this weekend. We say that nearly every Thursday these days. It's spring as well and truly arrived. Caulfield, we've got the Sir Rupert Clark, a handicap race at Group 1 level. Looking forward to that over the 1,400 metres. And then there's a terrific meeting there at Sydney at Randwick where we see horses like Very Elegant back at the races in the George Main and Nature's Trip leads. A wonderful field in the Concord with some of the best sprinters in the land will do battle, Gator. So plenty to look forward to.
Yeah, no doubt. A couple of, the real elite of our sport. I think Very Elegant, probably the queen. Nick the King mantles up for grabs between Zaki and Incentivise and a few others. But who's the sprint king? Well, we'll find out shortly.
Now, Gator, where do we start with the first picked in your side this weekend? The first athlete that you'll be picking with your punting plan?
Yeah, look, I was tossing up between Very Elegant and Anavisto. I've gone with Anavisto. I just think she'll get the perfect run here. She's in Caulfield Race 6, number 3. I did note she was a bit of a betting drifter first up, quite a significant drift. She'd had really good fresh form, but that just tells me she wasn't quite ready. He had a match fit giraffe there as a hot favourite. She absorbed pressure. She kicked away. This girl ran out a 0.4 of a length. Was giving her 3.5 kilos. Make no mistake who the better run was, though. Chirath went hard, was, as I say, driven mad and still won. So it was all on as winner. But she's a good second up. I think she'll be fitter now. Nice relative weight advantage. Obviously, we've seen the Chirath form franked, which isn't a shock, given the time they're able to run these girls. And I think she can control the race. So 6x3, Caulfield, Anavisto. Our key sentiment.
For Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr., what about the long division race this weekend? I would imagine, would the Concord be a difficult race to sort out, or do you just say, OK, Nature's Trip is the one to beat, and if he doesn't perform at his best, it's anyone's race?
Yeah, look, it did take some working out, because there's those factors you mentioned. Nature's Trip was beaten second up last time in. By Eduardo, he's here with the same scenario. He was first up as well, Eduardo, that day. You've got Masked Crusader. Can he be within striking distance? You know, if you could tell me pre-race, he'd be within four lengths of them. Straightening, he's probably your pony. And Rothfire, off 51 weeks, we know he's a superstar. Can he beat them first up off such a long break? Fascinating race. So, yes, it took some time because I think you can make a really strong case for those four runners and half cases for a couple of others, like Lost and Running. I thought the Bill Ritchie was another race that was a real challenge. It took some working out. You've got Aramayo, who just gave Zaki, didn't give him the scare, but he ran on really well behind him. You've got Private Eye, who gets the blinkers, looks desperate for 1,400. But add to that, you've got these new season four-year-olds all resuming, Amaralina, Carmony Rose, Jewett. They all trialled well. And then the up-and-comer of tissue. So, you don't know which way to point in the Bill Ritchie. A fascinating race, but, there were a number of races on the weekend that took some working out. Hopefully we've got the answer right more times than not, mate.
Who's the D-Day horse come this weekend, Gator?
Oh, it's Angel of Truth. If it wasn't already,
It was $1.04.
Okay, another excuse last time. On-pace dominated race. But it hasn't won since I was six. So, it's time. I can't tip him on top, but he's in the quaddie.
All right, then, and your highlight of the weekend, I would imagine we might be heading to Caulfield for the Sir Rupert Clark.
Look, I'll be honest, the shorts is the highlight.
Yes.
That's a fascinating race, and they're world-class sprinters. But for the sake of this, we've already touched on that race. We can have a serious look at the Rupert Clark, which is an outstanding race. Obviously, I think... You know, Australia lead the way, probably a lot of areas in handicap racing. Envy of many astute judges around the world. And this is a terrific rendition of the race. You've got Bo Rosser with a big weight advantage on last year's winner, Behemoth, off an arguably unlucky second in a Memsey at weight for age. And can I'm Thunderstruck get a run? If he does, can he win from barrier 16? So, terrific race. Took some working out. Can those class animals at the top hold them off with the big weights? Some don't believe in weights. Well, they probably got it right last year because Behemoth won it with 60. I think more often than not, though, the handicapper has a big say.
Time for your questions with David Gately here for a game plan heading towards the Group 1 meeting at Caulfield and also up there at Royal Randwick. Gator, this is from the form doctor, and he's talking about Amaralina tomorrow and it's Epsom chances where she has 50 kilos. So it looks like she might be competing maybe in a Cameron at Newcastle, I would imagine, or maybe in the Cup. I don't know there, Gator. You, Amaralina, where's she going?
Look, she's obviously in the Bill Ritchie, race 5 on Saturday.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, and look, she trialled quite well. She went back. She was a bit keen in the heat. She found the line nicely. She was the one out of the Oaks, out of all them, that was, as in Duess, Harmony Rose, Hungry Heart, she was the one that was really well backed late. But she had a really odd prep going into that. She still may end up the best mare out of those. But obviously, Duess then went to Queensland and did some outstanding things. So it will be interesting to see how they all progress. And then you've got Hungry Heart, of course, taking on Very Elegant. So a good little test for this generation on Saturday.
I got confused there with tomorrow. I thought that there's a pretty handy meeting at Newcastle, so I apologise there. Gator, dice roll. First up, any chance in the Sir Rupert Clark?
Yeah, he's probably one of 10 you can make a really good case for, isn't he? Obviously, being a handicap, he gets in well. Down in the weights, you know, he's ran some really good figures in those runs during the off-season and was a touch unlucky in a couple of the key lead-up races. So, you know, yes, I think he's a winning hope. Yeah, but the problem with that race is he's one of 10 or 11 of them.
Yeah, it's such an interesting race. You were just mentioning just before, Gator, about how you think sometimes in a handicap it's better to be down in the weights, which makes sense, of course. Behemoth did win this race last year carrying 60. But there is such a big difference between Behemoth and, say, compared to Bo Rosso, who was nearly, you could say he was unlucky there not to defeat Behemoth last start there at Caulfield. So Behemoth needs to find another couple of lengths, you would imagine.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Behemoth was only second up. Obviously, given his physical attributes, you know, weight doesn't seem to bother him perhaps as much as some other athletes. But it's all relative, you know. I think there's a difference between carrying 59 and 60 and then carrying 59 and 60 against the same opposition where they have an advantage over you. I think they're two different things. You know, one is still a factor, but I think you're right. I think it has to be advantage by Rosser, given he probably would have been, he would have been close to him in the weights had he won that race, and he probably should have won it.
What about Equation that's five starts, has had four victories for Annabelle Neesham and James McDonald, the son of Press Statement, is the favourite in that last race. So, Gator, how do you rate Equation? Barrier 10 in the last at Randwick. Loved the soft.
Yeah, clear winning hope. As referenced, they won four straight. I think the latest win, the tail end of last prep, is the one that you'll want to focus in on. Beat a horse called High Supremacy. High Supremacy then ran well in a couple of group races. And also resumes on Saturday. So it's a pretty good reference for a benchmark 88. I like the draw by race 10. I think it's a perfect alley. I think there's some value runners in that race, and they'll probably get some scratchings as we get closer. So I'm just keeping my powder dry, but I certainly think Equation's one of those key winning hopes in it.
0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation. Jono says, hey, Gator, just wondering if you can tell when a jockey is just a little bit off their best and what should I look for?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one. I think, like all athletes, you know, once you, you know, in a bit of a zone, you know, which is a psychological sort of phenomenon, things seem to fall your way. Gaps open. You'll notice some days, you know, on the footy field, the ball might bounce between three people and come straight to you sort of thing. It just seems like those things keep happening. Alternatively, or at the other end of that spectrum, you know, when things aren't going your way and perhaps confidence is a little dented, you might draw a reasonable gate but be wide. You might run into the back of some horses that you wouldn't normally. So I think that, it, you know, riding the wave of informed trainers and jockeys is a factor we look for. The other thing that I think is a little bit treacherous is if a rider's really had to waste hard to ride, you know, I think that's a bit of a red flag as well. Some cope better than others, but I think it's really tough on these athletes to ask them to do some of the things we do ask them.
Do you think that should be made public in a way as well, Gator, to know what the jockeys, what their minimum weights are for that day and if they are wasting to get down? Do you think that the punters would enjoy that type of information? Because I totally agree with you. I think some jockeys can handle it and some jockeys handle it better than others.
Yeah, that's right, and that's not a mindset thing. That's not saying one's mentally stronger than the other. It's a physical thing.
Correct.
So, you know, I think they're all, you know, phenomenal in what they do. We have so much great respect for them. But I think I don't think you can have too much information. That's the answer to all of these questions you ask about form. I think you give as much information as you can to the public, then let them filter what they want and come to a conclusion and stay engaged in the sport, involved in the sport, and make an informed decision.
Gator, what do you think about the Battlers Cup and Race 9 in Sydney?
The Battlers Cup?
Yes.
It's the Kingston Town, the group race.
Yep.
Look, I'm pretty keen. She's ideal as the one to beat. She's just so well weighted in this. She was terrific first up, weighed for age, group one, flew home, and then ended up back on the rail last time, worst part of the track. She meets Montefilia. What is it, 4.5 kilos better this scale away from weight for age? I think she's the one. I think she had ambitions of value, danger, and probably my saver bet or Quinella bet.
Gator, Sydney form is very strong in Melbourne. Which Sydney Raider is your pick in Melbourne this weekend? And thoughts on Geist in the last, who brings that Sydney form?
Yeah, Geist is going really well. The record should be better than what it is. Has been unlucky a number of times. Terrific win last time. Beat a good one in King of Sparta, but did have a charmed run off his back. And he was four wide, wasn't he? But, look, going really well. If that gate's not a concern by race 400, then it can win. But not too many win from that draw, do they? As for the best Sydney Raider, well, look, it's a tough one. You've got some quality gallopers, but some of them resume. Look, they've trialled well, but, you know, where are they at? Is going to be the great test for a few of them. I'm keen to see Ashima. I wish he trialled a little better. And I'm keen to see Pandemic, who I think he and his stable made a theory trialled really well. They're my top two picks in race two. And, you know, I think Pandemic's really backable in that.
0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation. Gareth Hall, David Gately with you for our game plan ahead of Saturday's racing. Hey, Gator, incentivised, got 55.5 for the Caulfield Cup there this week. Were you expecting less or more weight? And do you think that he can win a Melbourne Cup if he can win a Caulfield Cup, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I do think that he can. I do think that... I think we all probably expected a little bit less, but I thought it was really well explained, you know, by Greg Carpenter on RSN yesterday. So, you know, I'm going to default to people that know a lot more about handicaps like Greg than I know. Look, I wish he got a kilo less, only because he's in all my doubles, but I still think it's a winnable weight for him. Put it this way, I don't think 55.5 beats him. I think if he gets around Caulfield and if the race shapes there and he has enough luck on the day, he can still win with that weight, in my very humble.
Gareth, when can we listen to you in Gator's Live Chat you were talking about the other day? It is this Wednesday, I promise. So Wednesday coming up, Gator. And part one of Gator's Your Story on RSN Central. It is a segment, and he won't say it, but I will say it. You can't afford to miss. Chassis runs probabil 2.2 of a length last start. Seems overs tomorrow if it runs up to that, Jackson. That's from Jackson, Gator.
Yeah, well, she was terrific last time, wasn't she? Splitting two star mares, so you have to take it at face value. She did have a match fitness advantage and had the good run, but that doesn't detract from the performance. I think she has to go in that race. I've just got her outside the top one or two, but I certainly think it's a key hope and has a strong case.
Opinion on River Plate in race four there at Caulfield, Gator?
I found that race a real challenge. This horse is a good horse. He really attacked the line last time. He's still on that upward trajectory. It's in the market, I thought. I had him a little bit longer than $5. But, look, it's a race that that I had a bit of trouble with because there's so many different angles to it. Look, the shortened version of that question, I think he's a little bit shorter than what I had him in the market. Can he win? Absolutely. But we've got to back our judgment.
Thoughts on Mornington Glory's win yesterday and its chances in a Coolmore Gator. Field doesn't look like it would be that strong with main chances not going there.
Falling away a bit, isn't it? The Coolmore looked a hot race a month ago, but all of a sudden a few have underperformed. A few have dropped off the radar a bit. So, look, I'm not going to say he's going to win that off a maiden at Bendigo, but he did look quite good. I just need to see what happened on the clock, and those figures will come through, you know, probably by December. I don't know.
Very elegant in the George Main gate. Is she a good thing? I know you mentioned at the start of the show that you were weighing up whether she was going to be your best bet for the entire weekend, but I think she's definitely your best in Sydney.
Yeah, she is. Obviously wide, no cover, beaten narrowly, showed her typical will to win. But just Pip by One, who had a softer run, Malanga then gave incentivised a scare. What we know about Very Elegant is her profile. You know, she doesn't ever run poorly. She's certainly proven second up. She's a good miler, jar out of the track. But the real key to her is finding a race with tempo. And you've got Shout the Bar and a couple there that can roll along in this. So if they run along at, you know, the group 1 to 2 sort of class average, it plays right into her hands, I think.
And you think maybe Rio Dini, when the blinkers went on there the other day, that's exactly what Rio Dini did. And that's the best way, I think, to ride that galloper. So, yeah, it does look like it's going to be set up nicely for Very Elegant. At the moment, we've got a soft 6 there, Gator. Do you expect the track to be around that range, or will we get an upgrade?
Oh, look, from what I hear, I'm a long way from Sydney and probably a couple of years away, the way it's looking. But, yeah, certainly the weather forecast says the track will keep improving, but given all the rain earlier, there's still going to be a bit of juice there, isn't there? It's not going to be rock hard.
Are you tipping Nature's Trip Gator in the Concord?
Look, I've lent to Rothfire because I just think that he's going to get a beautiful duck run on them. I think they're not going to make it easy for each other the first half of that race up front. But look, Nature Strip proof first up that he's back to his brilliant best. You know, huge figure on the clock again. World-class time, world-class athlete. Going to take some beating. The Mask Crusade, I think if it was 1,200, I still think he's right in the game in an Everest. Gee, I'm interested to see how he can measure up, if he can be within striking distance. They were my top three.
Do you agree with Gordon Richards that G tries over the odds there at $12?
Well, I mean, it's easy to make a case for him. Obviously, he's run straight by Nature Strip early in a prep in the past. Has his last few months been to that level? Look, I would say probably not. But the stable says back to his best. And if he's at his best, he's in that game for sure.
What did you think, Gator, of the John O'Shea Sprinter Lost in Running trial there in preparation for this?
No, it was excellent. A couple of them have looked fabulous. So I don't think it's any surprise that the horse measures up. And set weight penalties help him. Obviously, not wait for age, the Everest will be. And the set weight penalties does give him a hope. But he has to come up a few notches, doesn't he? I mean, he doesn't strike an average year shorts. He strikes a couple who have their hand up as some of the best sprinters on this planet. So it is a real challenge for him. I think he'll run really well. Probably without winning.
What do you make of a horse like a Buffalo River first up there at Caulfield in the Sir Rupert Clark Gator?
I think he's a winning hope as well. Look, I sound like a broken record, don't I, with that race. But the last time he was first up, he was nailed by Regards Marie. And Regards Marie, he now meets that horse significantly better at the weight. He'll be right up on speed. He'll give a kick. Yep, he's in the quaddy, I think.
Gator, we've taken away the AFL Grand Final from you. We want to take away the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes from you guys in Victoria as well. Settle down, whoever this is. Sam is that. I give him a big chance, the WA Galloper and the Sir Rupert Clark. What have you made of his runs in WA?
Yeah, look, what's happening is that the WA form, and I've been saying it for years, that it's to be respected and holds up. I mean, ever since they, you know, poured significant dosh into their breeding, that status, as you know, their top end horses continue to measure up over here. In a race near impossible, I did work around him perhaps as a key hope, but I wouldn't talk anyone out of him.
Gator, I want to ask you a question about Forbes. He was tipped like he was unbeatable when he made his debut there at Sandown, and he looked the winner, and he was defeated by a horse by the name of Animo on that particular day, and then obviously had problems at his next start when he went up to Sydney. What do you make of his chances there in the fifth race over the 1,000 metres for the three-year-olds?
Look, I think he's a very good talent. Yeah, he looked home, didn't he, on debut, and a horse called Animo ran him down. They were both terrific. Forget the Sydney Sojourn. That was a non-event. The problem, recent trial, he blew the start really badly in a jump out. Look, he went really well in the heat, found the line. Obviously, a really good talent, as I say. Mm. But can we trust him to jump clean, put himself in the race? That's why there's a query on him, I think. But talent-wise, he can win.
All right, Gator, your parlay 2 and 3 for this weekend, please.
Let's do it. Caulfield, race 6, number 3, Anavisto. Caulfield, race 7, number 11, Nonconformist. Caulfield, race 9, number 3, Bella Nipotina.
So Bella Nipotina, I know that Kiramar gave that mare a really good push, saying that she's been working with Away Game, who went really well there at Flemington last Saturday. Nonconformist and a good each-way price as well. And, of course, Anavisto, your best for the day. Gator, as always, it's a pleasure, and we'll catch up with you on a Saturday morning. You dominate the airways on a Saturday morning these days on RSN 927. From 8 a.m, you're with us for the Melbourne Form Panel, and then you'll be joining us alongside Lizzie Jellison. Hopefully Tommy Berry will be back to take a look at that Randwick meeting.
Cannot wait.
Good on you, Gator. There's David Gately and his game plan for this weekend's racing.